Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Producer Casey.
Good morning.
Sexy. Yeah. That's why he's going. Yes. I'm Sean Roberts, and this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
Thanks for joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. If you are new to Your Weekly Dose, this program is about having fun. We recap our past week and enlighten your day with a little bit of laughter.
That's right. Laughing at all the things we experience in everyday life, the embarrassing things, the silly things, the awkward things, even the things we're afraid to talk about, but damn it, we still do.
The things that connect us all, the things that make us human, and as they say, laughter is the best medicine.
And to all of our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are part of the show and joining the conversation. You do that several ways. Comment on each of our episodes on our website at yourweeklydose.com.
Or talk to us through Twitter or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose.
Or if you want to send us a personal message, email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
I dare you to email us. But we've got a full show today for you guys. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. There's going to be a little bit of downers, though, but we're going to try to keep it up. But we got horoscopes. We're going to talk about me getting old. Full moon superstitions, cool life hacks, middle child facts. We got a pocket-sized cinema down the road. And also, remembering those who passed this week. There were a lot of people who passed. I was kind of surprised.
Casey was glad about that. Yeah.
Because now there's more food for her.
And you can always download past shows for free at our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, you can subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. But please, please, please tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show.
Absolutely. Of course, today's theme song is Werewolves of London by the great Warren Zevon.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say this, though. If this song is so simplistic and everything, but the way they recorded it was very interesting.
Hmm.
And if you get a chance, we have a friend of ours of the program. I haven't introduced you to him yet, but mm-hmm. Christian James Hand. I don't know if you know who that is or not. Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
A small recap. We met Christian, or the general public here in Southern California, met Christian on The Sound, 100.3 The Sound, when Mark Thompson of Mark and Brian came back to terrestrial radio. Annie Chandling, who was Mark's sidekick on that morning show, brought Christian in. What Christian does is break down the music.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, he'll take a track like Werewolves of London and have you listen to just the drums only.
Oh, like he'll isolate the sound?
He'll isolate every single mm-hmm. instrument, and then he'll isolate the bass and then put the two together mm-hmm. so you can hear it, and rebuilds the song.
Ah.
It's amazing. He currently is also on Heidi and Frank on KLOS still. Mm-hmm. I think Mondays at 9:30 in the morning here, California time, Pacific mm-hmm. Standard Time. So if you get a chance, look it up. It's a shorter version, but he also does these live shows, and we'll break down the songs even a little bit more deeper for you and everything. And then he also has something called The Sessions. Find him on Instagram also, or or TikTok. You can look for him. And he'll break it down and everything, and he'll do it. He's been doing them quite almost like once a night kind of a thing.
Oh, cool.
And with TikTok, there's no copyright issues, and it's in stereo and everything. And to hear him break down this music, you're going, oh, my God. And you hear things that you've never heard before.
Well, that's cool.
And then when you go back and re-listen to it, you go, there it is. I heard it. You know, kind of a thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really, really. Christian's been a friend of the program. He's been on a few times and everything. And just really, really cool. I got to take you to one of his things locally. I mean, we went to one where he broke down a Jackson 5 song and Michael Jackson. And to hear an isolated Michael Jackson at 10 years old was amazing.
Really?
I mean, tears started coming down.
Wow.
I mean, I was that moved. And to hear that 10-year-old with the passion that he had at that age to carry a song lyric the way he did. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know, just just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and Christian also gives you, when he does his live shows, he gives you a little bit of a background kind of a thing of the song itself, how it got put together, who produced it, what musicians were on it and everything and so forth. So, and funny as hell. And just a warning too, Christian's a great guy, but he'll throw an F-bomb every 5 seconds. so it's not really kid-friendly per se, but it's kid-friendly, but not kid-friendly.
Right, right, right.
So, but really good. So check him out. And also go to iCloud, check out the KLOS Sessions, and that's where you can hear all of them and all the different breakdowns of different songs. And he'll do classic songs, but then he'll do modern songs also, and everything. So it's just really good. It's kind of interesting to hear the songs that way.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
So yeah, it's very, very cool. Very cool. So anyway, Where Was the London? That is our theme song for today. Please go to our sponsor, Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner and bookmark it, and then shop to your heart's delight. And that way we get to stay on the air and Nia gets to have her little smile. And what's going on over there right now? You're kind of like,
I'm hungry.
Oh, is that what it is? You're hungry? You're hungry. She's like, oh, okay. So you're hangry then, right?
A little.
You need a Snickers?
It's okay.
You poor thing. He's like, I'm picking on her already.
It's going to be a long show.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no. Wait till next week. It's going to be longer. I love those commercials too with Snickers. He was like, God, man.
Right.
You know, you're like, God, you're like Betty White out there, you know. That was my favorite.
Yeah, Betty White, Joe Pesci, really funny.
Yeah, those are really good. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at her going, I wonder who she's going to turn into.
Shirley Temple.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I can dig Shirley Temple Black. She's
Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball. Give me a Lucille Ball. That could work. All righty, guys. Well, should we catch up with each other?
Shall we?
Let's do. I'm so glad we picked the song to do the catching up. This is kind of cool.
It never gets old.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Not at all, man. All right. Well, let's start off with our lovely redhead, Nia. Let's go ahead, sweetheart. What was your week like?
It was very busy, kind of jumping right into things after vacation, but I have 6 film jobs right now.
6 film jobs?
Yes. So
basically,
I'm...
How are you here today, then?
I don't know.
Is this one of them? Are they filming us right
actually,
now?
No,
it's a secret camera.
Yeah, so I'm a producer of... I'm a producer of a short. I'm a... co-producer and a casting director for a feature. I'm the executive producer and then also the acting producer for the passion project. And then my job with the Roku platform, that's been kind of getting more, more like I'm getting more work with that. And I've been assigned more tasks and stuff, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because so. More work is more work, and therefore more work is...
More money.
More money and stability, so
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so things are picking up with that, which is good. Yeah, and then yesterday I went to a networking event in LA, the same place that I went to last time, the Ash Lounge. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful space. And I met the producer of Pretty Woman. Mm-hmm. His name's Gary Goldstein. And it was really cool to meet him, because it's like, I feel like I don't get the chance to talk to a lot of producers a lot, you know? And I think, you know, from just even that my experience being a producer so far, producing is one of the hardest film jobs.
Mm, yeah.
Like getting it's there's so much that goes into before you get to set, and to like after we had, you know, we showed one of his movies and then we had like a Q&A, and then afterwards like I stayed kind of longer and we were all talking and everything, and I ended up talking with Gary one-on-one, and I like told him like how I really appreciate his work, and I'm sure that, you know, with producing being one of the hardest jobs, that there was a lot that happened behind the curtain before getting to set and all of that. And there was just like, and it's like we just had a moment of like mutual understanding and respect for each other, and I could see mm-hmm. it like behind his eyes that so much, you know, happened that wasn't gonna, you know, come out to the public, of because I know like how hard it could be as a producer, just on a small level, and on a big level, I'm sure there's even more.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like to have, you know, a moment like that with him where we both kind of like connected, even though like I'm smaller and I just started out, and he's, you know, been in this industry for like a good 40, 50 years.
Right.
And also just to hear like his stories and like to all the, you know, amazing people he's worked with, and like the casting process for certain things. And it's like it reminded me of like why I do this. And mm-hmm. it's like, especially because like earlier this week, like I had like a mental breakdown over like my producer job, because it can take a lot out of you. And there's a lot that happens behind the curtain that nobody else really knows.
Mm-hmm.
And just to mm-hmm. like get reminded of, you know, why we do what we do, and to, you know, just made me think of like all the stories from, you know, on set, and all the stories of like meetings and like casting and stuff that really just makes it all worth it, because it's the hardest job I've ever had.
There's a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it or not, where they talk about a specific film,
uh-huh.
behind the scenes of it. And one of them is they talk about Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
On how that came about and where the script came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And everything. And it's really interesting to see like how it almost didn't get made.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then how they figured, wait, Gary Marshall's going to direct, but he does comedy. Well, you know.
Right.
But how Gary, it worked with Gary, you know, and still having him as the director, and then certain changes that they were going to have and then not have, and then
and
the casting of it, you know, from Jason Alexander to Richard Gere, and then where Julia Roberts was the new girl on the block and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And they said, I remember them saying, talking about that was one of the hardest parts, was finding the female.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they didn't know where to go or whatever with that. And then they found Julia, brought her in.
Yeah, Gary saw her in, what was it, Mystic Pizza. Yeah, Mystic Pizza. And he was like, I want to meet her. And that's how she...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he invited her to, like, the casting, basically. He wanted to...
Yeah. I was at, a workshop a long time ago with Jason Alexander, and he was talking about how originally Pretty Woman had this really dark ending. Like, and it wasn't a fairy tale.
Yeah.
And that they were like, no, let's make it a happy ending. And
Well, here's the thing, too, is that it was a Disney film.
Mm.
Because it was done by Touchstone Pictures.
Oh, right.
Which is owned by Disney.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's why some of the changes happened.
Also, another reason why, this is something that I learned last night, too. Another reason why that originally had a dark ending is because the screenwriter and Gary were talking, and he was, and the writer originally, just got out of, a five-year relationship or something, mm-hmm. like a super heartbreak, just very hard breakup. And Gary was like, right about that. And that like bad ending of Pretty Woman was originally, that's because it was from the writer who was in this heartbreak of like, you know, there's not always happy endings to romances and stuff. And so I believe that was the reason why that and where that script came from.
And at the time, he was living on Hollywood Boulevard, like one of those apartments above the stores or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So he would hear the sirens and see the hookers and everything, whatever. So, and that's where the inspiration kind of came from that. And goes, well, what's her story? What can we do with her?
Gotcha.
And that's where he started to develop the story of it. Well, she gets picked up by this rich guy or whatever, and then they kind of slowly fall in love and what have you, you know. But
yeah,
it was, the script was changed a couple
of
times.
Oh yeah, yeah, all things. The script's always changed multiple times. Yeah.
But, well, that's cool. That's cool. You got to meet somebody at that level and get that connection there.
Yeah. No, he's a super like positive light, and you could tell that he really loves what he does, and it's very like refreshing to see, you know, someone that like optimistic and someone who really just after all these years and still loves what he does and is still in the business and stuff.
I think producing television and film, you know, kind of go hand in hand, and the viewpoints and what they are and the creativity in there to get them done. Real quick, I was talking to you guys about the guy from New York that I was talking to. He's actually from New Jersey, about possibly, you know, taking us on. And the funny thing was that he knows John Taffer. So if you ever watch Bar Rescue, you know, that's who John Taffer is, the guy who goes in and rescues these bars and stuff. And J.D. Roth, who is one of the executive producers of that TV show. And if you look at J.D.'s history, it goes all the way back to Nickelodeon days when he was a host of a game show and for kids on Nickelodeon, when like Nickelodeon first started or whatever. And, you know, when they did the whole slime thing and stuff, but early on.
Double Dare?
I think he did Double Dare or something like that. And then somebody else took over for him.
Okay.
Nice.
But the thing was that he was hosting it for a few years or whatever, and then became producer of the show. Mm. And then I think handed it over to somebody else or whatever. And then he started to produce another show for Nickelodeon. And then started to produce another one. And so now that's what he's kind of done his whole career, is stop becoming that TV host guy, you know, for kids or whatever, and now just become a regular TV producer, you know. And you also I'll see his name pop up every now and then on certain things, you know. And you're, oh wow, J.D. Roth, wow, he's doing this now, he's doing that now, you know, whatever, you know, which is always interesting to see, you know, and to have that, like you're saying, that longevity of a career, you know, that's pretty good. So, well, nice. I'm glad you had that.
Yeah, it was good to just, you know, feel that connection with a fellow like producer who, you know, gets it in a certain sense. Of course,
and you get that inspiration back too of why you love doing what you love to do.
Yeah, because after having like it's been a very 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 tough week in terms of production, and after like having those moments, it was something that I definitely needed to hear.
Every film has its problems.
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
Every film, you know, the big ones to the small ones to the ones that go, okay, we just did it for fun. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So always keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, no matter how big or how small.
They all have something. For sure. Yeah. Producers are the problem solvers.
Speaking of producers, producer Casey, how was your week?
It was all right. Pretty busy. Mateo's on the mend for the most part now. So now it's
just...
And
he went to work today.
He did. We'll see how long he gets through the day, though. That's pretty much... I mean, like, a couple days ago, we went to take a walk, and we were, like, a third of the way through the walk we planned, and he was just like, I'm too tired.
And he went to work today.
Cut it back. Yeah, and he's supposed to, like, keep it, like, kind of chill. He's doing grounds work, so it's not that intense. But, yeah, he's supposed to keep it, like, kind of low-key, because if he gets his heart rate up, it can rupture blood vessels in his nose, and then he can have a nosebleed. And, yeah, and because it's, like, kind of new and restructured, then if he has any kind of significant bleed or anything like that, then he may have to go get it cauterized, and then they'll have to put some stents back in to make sure that it doesn't, like... Yeah, so it's just best if he, like, take it easy and keep it slow and whatnot. But that's pretty much been a lot of what my life has been revolving around lately. It's just been taking him to and from and picking up different whatever medications he needs for whatever different weird thing he's shoving up his nose. This time legally.
This time.
Yeah. This time it's legal.
Yeah.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Tomorrow I'll do my 200th skydive.
Woo!
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm, that'll be fun. Yeah, so like every 100, you know, people keep track until they get to the thousands, and then you keep track in the thousands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Right? Not bad.
Nice. I like it.
Now, are you ever going to get into one of those wingsuits, though, or?
Yes, actually. I have that planned probably towards the end of this month.
Uh-huh.
I start doing that.
Squirrel.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's her nickname from now on.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
It's been squirrel.
Flying squirrel.
It's been squirrel for years. It's just come up different friend groups over the years.
That's so funny.
For different reasons.
Yes, yeah. It's been different
associations.
She's a little
nutty, so we call her squirrel. The way she wags her tail, so we're going to call her squirrel.
But I got a picture of me in the suit that I'll wear. They had to tailor it for me because it was too big.
That's so
air,
funny.
Huh?
Yeah. It was like over my arms, so I wouldn't have had like
oh
hands.
My god.
Yeah.
She's got no hair.
Would have been interesting trying to pull, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you were too small.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll come back once that's kind of done being all tailored. Then I'll be going through with that course. So that's kind of
cool.
Neat.
Awesome.
So that'll be a whole new level of nerves. We'll see if I vomit.
Is there a chance?
It's a very big chance.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The adrenaline, it took a long time for my body to adjust to adrenaline like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I used to get sick like in the loading area before getting on the planes.
Oh.
Yeah, they used to make jokes about it. Like, I think there's a movie where they called me like Willie Bowman from like Friday Night Lights or something. It's like a Jamie Foxx character he plays where he vomits before he's in the game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
In the big game, yeah.
Yeah,
the,
that's
the guy
right.
who loads the airplane was like, she's ready to go.
That's so funny.
I know. It was weird because it was like kind of like coming around COVID time, right? And I would be like throwing up in the loading area and people would be like, they'd be like, no, she's cool. Don't worry.
This is normal. This is normal.
You know what that reminds me of too is there's the movie Rockstar where it's, I can't think of the actor's name from The Office, but he plays a drummer. Whatever.
Oh, Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson,
yeah.
And he plays this drummer, whatever, and he's like, you know, a guy in his 40s or whatever who's like over and done or whatever. His band when he was in his 20s screwed him over and they became huge and stuff. And so now he's like the drummer in his nephew's band. And they're like all in their early 20s kind of thing. And he throws up also, like, before every performance, and then puts it in his pocket.
What?
Because it's good luck or whatever.
Oh, no.
That's disgusting.
I'm like,
no. That's not good luck. That's just bad hygiene.
Yeah.
What's he throwing up into?
His hand.
That's even
and
no.
Just
and,
wet.
Then, and then he'll just then he puts it in his
absolutely
pocket,
disgusting.
Like,
could
that
not
brings
deal
like a whole
that.
New level to the Napoleon Dynamite, like tater tots in the pocket.
Right.
Ew, thrown up tater tots.
I'll offer that to share.
But
with
it's
someone.
It's a funny movie though. It's actually pretty funny.
Woof.
What's your name? Christina Applegate is in it too.
Okay.
So
I recognize
that's
that name.
That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Applegate.
Yeah. Outside of that, I got a couple audio projects that I've been working on. I'm going to be finishing one up today, so it's really nice. Kind of rewarding to hear a project before and after doing like a repair project on it. So
oh, is that Irwin's?
Mm-hmm.
yeah
so it'll be cool to kind of see how that comes out. I tossed it off to Mark later on today too.
Oh, nice.
We'll get it laid back into the timeline and see how it all plays out again. It'd be
very
neat.
Cool.
That's good you guys are working together.
Right. It's been kind of neat, this little network that we've created.
Yeah,
we're all intertwined. Like we like. All right. Partner, how about you, man? How was your week? You got a couple of big things coming up.
A couple things, yeah. I'll plug the telethon that we're doing later for Free Lunch, the movie. I was a member of a trivia team that with some friends of mine that were we religiously attended trivia and played locally for years, but the restaurant closed. So we had a little reunion this week where my friend moved out to Temecula. So we drove out to Temecula to play trivia. And it was at a meatery, which we had never been at before, and I was thinking, oh cool, meat, like they serve meat, but it's not a meatery, it's a mead with a D, and they served was mead, which, you know mead.
I do know mead.
This was my first time. I've read about mead in like an old, like,
I am a Cicerone, don't you know?
I do not know what that is.
It's like the beer sommelier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to work at like a pub house.
When I read Beowulf as a kid, all the Vikings were drinking mead like day and night, right?
Yeah, it's
like
a honey wine.
It's a honey wine.
Oh, okay. And interesting.
And here all this time I thought it was a trapper keeper.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. That's an 80s
that's funny.
A school supply, right?
Hey, people in Indiana are laughing. Right, guys?
Yeah, right, different kind of mead. But yeah, mm-hmm. a real sweet wine, kind of a sipping mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Nice. Yeah, so super sipping. I don't think you could.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we drank that, and we played trivia, and we won.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the good luck of mead.
And we had the grand prize for winning, a bottle of mead.
And it was a 16 ounce.
It was like a wine bottle size. Okay. Yeah. So we took that.
Okay, time out. So
pretty much a beer drinker? Or not really.
Beer. Yeah, I like beer or time yeah, out. Spirits.
Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't had him on for a while, and we should get him on, Mike and Kay, which are pretty much our beer experts for the show. Mm. And I've never been a beer drinker. I've always been a hard alcohol mm-hmm. type of guy. And because of Mike and Kay, they've taught us so much about what types of beers to have.
I've been whatever I can get.
We got to have Mike and Kay back on because they'll reteach you. And certain things.
I literally all my drinkers tell us.
Because they'll have you say, okay, have this wine and then have a grape. Okay, or not wine, beer. Now try this beer and have a piece of chocolate right afterwards.
Oh, to like complement it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And I found out, now I'm not much of an ale drinker. There are certain ales I do like, but I found out I'm more of a stout drinker. Like the milk stouts and everything. Oh, I love those.
Those are good. Yeah.
Give me a Belching Beaver or whatever. Mm. You know, oh boy.
Peanut butter stout.
Marshmallow mm-hmm. or whatever. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Aunt B, good eggnog.
Gee, who would have thought that Sean likes dessert in a glass?
I do, baby. Yeah. There's a way to get a big glass and put you in. I would.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, in the Poconos, they have those giant martini hot tubs that I used to go to when I was, like, a high school for no reason.
What?
Can you
give me one? Just, have you guys even heard of the Poconos? It's, like, a place in Pennsylvania that's, like, a vacationing spot. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Pennsylvania or New York? I can't remember. York. Yeah, it is New York. You're right. And
Jersey person.
Well, yeah, I know. But I don't know where the state lines. I just go different places.
I just go and have fun.
That's why.
A martini glass. I think I'll jump in.
It really was. And it was like elevated in the center of the room. Giant thing with like a staircase around the backside. Yeah, that's real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
She's looking at it going, okay, moving on.
That's super cool, though.
It was.
It is. It's
why
really
I had
neat.
This room. No reason. We had no business being. We were like, martini? Yeah, we'll take that, I guess. Yeah.
It's like, awesome.
Three girls.
Anyway.
How about you?
Still got to mention, or did you mention it?
Oh, the telethon?
Yeah, but is there like a number that people get to call in? Or
yeah. I don't have it. No, I'll get it. I'll get it.
Wow.
Well, I was going to save it at our ending to plug.
We'll do it again.
Well, Free Lunch the Movie is on all major social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Free Lunch the Movie. Just search it and you'll find the info there. We're going to have the telethon tomorrow night at 5.
Okay.
Pacific Standard.
And where do people log on to to go see it?
And they'll find the link on our Instagram or Facebook, Free Lunch the Movie. Okay.
Yeah,
and
tomorrow being the 14th?
Tomorrow, Sunday the 14th,
cool.
5 p.m.
There we go.
5 p.m. Pacific Standard
Time. Yeah, you'll be able to see me promoting the movie.
For the
people aren't used to seeing your face.
Yeah, they'll see me.
For the individuals who will miss the telethon because the podcast publishes on Monday or Sunday, Monday. Where can they contribute?
You can still find us for the next couple weeks promoting our movie Free Lunch on supportourstory.com/freelunch. That's supportourstory.com/freelunch. It's a family movie about some kids that get in trouble staging a heist at their school.
That sounds so cool.
But they're good boys.
Dude, heist or bust,
they're good,
for
good
real.
Kids for, they're the, good for the most part.
Yeah. That's so this is a Goonies.
Yeah. A little bit of Goonies, a little bit of Sandlot. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I love that.
I'm about that.
Yeah.
Little troublemakers.
Thank you.
Very cool. This week was kind of a my initiation, because as we all know, I announced that I have a new job now.
Nice.
I'm teaching for the Westminster Academy of the Arts.
You had to meet at the bell tower at midnight. Initiation.
In a hood.
Yeah.
At first I'm going, where is she going with this?
Straight skulls.
Yeah, no, because Teresa, the owner, really, really nice gal. So she asked me if I could sub in. And so last Sunday, I subbed in on an emergency kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great. Had a couple of, some kids didn't show up or whatever, but, you know, overall, it was a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I subbed in Thursday, and that was pretty good. Had a good time there, and yeah, I mean, things are slowly working out overall, and I'm beginning to get into the groove of how they do things at the school, you know, taking attendance and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she did something really smart on how they use Zoom. And so, like, if a kid misses the class, then we, the teachers, record the lesson for them. Mm. So, therefore, they don't miss it. Mm-hmm. And then we send it to them.
Oh, cool.
But, like, let's say if the kids are coming in late, you know, like, going, oh, my God, it's 5 minutes till my lesson, and it's 15 minutes away, they can just jump online and then do a Zoom that way.
Cool. Nice.
So they don't miss a lesson also, which is kind of cool. So very, very smart, I think, in doing it that
way.
God
forbid they have to learn stuff like managing their time or anything.
Yeah.
How dare people have appointments?
Yeah.
They're kids, Casey. Come on.
Yeah.
Parents.
Yeah, fair. I know. So, no, my home.
So, but no, I had some great lessons too already with some of the kids and everything. And it looks like Wednesday I'll be shadowing another teacher, even though I've been teaching a couple of days already. But shadowing him because I'll be taking over for his students. And then Thursday is kind of like my official day of starting. Mm. So I'll have a full schedule then,
nice.
Too. So, yeah. So it's working out really, really well. So I'm very happy with that. And, you know, hopefully we'll, you know, I'll get some really good, great kids, you know, for the classes and everything.
Yeah.
So, and then our ice maker kind of broke down a little bit. Our refrigerator, actually.
Ooh.
Because I opened up the door. And by the way, I have to say this because we briefly talked about it earlier, but I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Because for the longest time, I don't know why, but our ice maker, when we dispensed the ice from the fridge, was only giving us crushed ice.
Mm-hmm.
And two weeks ago, for whatever reason, Forrest goes over and, you know, puts his cup underneath it or whatever to get ice. And I was going to tell, oh, dude, it's... Wait a minute. And I hear thunk, 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 thunk. It's the regular ice cubes are coming out. So I don't know what the hell you did.
I don't know either.
He just touched it.
He touched it.
Well, he clearly broke it.
I laid my hands on it.
And now regular, the cubes are coming out now.
But he's trying to say you owe him a new ice machine.
No, because it was great. But then last night, I don't know why. All of a sudden, both the refrigerator and the freezer side, the temperature started to go up.
Because Forrest broke it.
No. Don't say that.
No.
Be nice.
Maybe I found a new skill.
Maybe.
I can go to people's houses
and
lay hands on their fridge.
Let's see what happens.
Yep.
I'm going to defrost everything.
Yeah.
He's a heat miser.
Heat miser.
Yeah. And
those songs will get stuck in your head for like
forever.
Oh, yeah, they will. It's like Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Those songs get stuck,
forever.
Too.
Those are the best Christmas movies. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Anyway, so, but I noticed that water was dripping from the ice tray itself, from the, you know, where the ice falls in.
Yeah.
And I'm going, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So now that wasn't good. And so it's the only thing that the temperature started to rise.
Yeah.
And so the guy that fixed
it's
our,
global warming.
Fixed it for us last time, smart man, because he puts a sticker. Uh-huh. Inside your refrigerator when he repairs it.
Uh-huh.
And because there's his phone number. And I went, ha! I'm going to call Tom again.
Smart
man.
Mm-hmm.
And so he called me and goes, and luckily he came over last night. He goes, yeah, because if I can finish this job right now quickly enough, I can get over to your house because I'm in Cyprus right now. And I went, great. 15 minutes later, he goes, I'm on my way.
Good.
Woo!
So, yeah. And what it was, the fan had stopped or whatever inside. And it was trying to reset and it couldn't, and then he knew the code thing or whatever for it to get it restarted. So it took out a nice big chunk of ice because for whatever reason, the water that comes into the ice tray to make the ice, it spills on the backside.
Uh-huh.
And
does it create one of those giant ice cube blocks that
yes,
I hate when that happens?
And then you hear the fan starting to hit the ice when it, you know, it's not just, and you got to go, okay, so then you got to undo it or whatever, take everything out, undo it, and what have you. So,
okay.
But then he put foil over the chute where the water comes in.
Uh-huh.
So the, hopefully it won't splash over into the fan and everything, so it goes only into the ice drink.
Well, do me a favor. If we ever have an ice themed show, don't ever play the song Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Or Ice Ice Baby.
Well, Ice Ice Baby, I'll take any day of the week, but
really?
no Foreigner. I cannot.
Ice.
Oh, this is where we agree or disagree.
I don't know.
I can't
this
do
seems
Foreigner.
Very real.
Why? I mean,
their songs. Don't. No. Don't.
Why?
Do it, Casey. Do it.
I'll get triggered.
I had an understanding.
I'm going to go.
Why?
I'm going to get hangry. I don't want to hate on any band except for Foreigner. For some reason. You know, it's just something doesn't agree with you. You know, something just doesn't agree with you.
Like chorizo?
Yes, I actually understand that a lot.
Yeah, like chorizo. I have to go soy riso. I need to go soy Foreigner. Like, I cannot
soy
do
Foreigner.
I can't do Foreigner.
For our listeners.
Soyiner.
Soyiner. You know, I need an alternative.
For our listeners in Indiana, a chorizo is a Mexican sausage.
They know what chorizo
I don't know. There's a lot of white people over there.
They sell chorizo.
I don't know. There's that many Latinos in Indiana.
It might be. Yeah.
I don't think I saw.
Four or five, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't think I saw any when I was there.
Yeah.
See?
They're few and far between, maybe. But yeah. But anyway, I digress.
What is with wrong? What's up with Foreigner that you don't like
Foreigner? Something grates on me. I read an article like last week that they're all new members pretty much now, and the lead singer won't play with them anymore. And that's a good story. That's good news to me.
That's a good story.
Damn. So it's a new band. It's like not really.
It's like
Foreigner.
It's like all new.
Foreigner's part two.
Correct.
Foreigner's upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, hot-blooded.
Foreign foreigners.
I got a fever of 103.
He's talking to like an underage girl in the crowd. Like, come on, meet me off backstage or something. Or
well, dude, come on. Winger had. I'm only 17.
Oh yeah, Winger. I love Winger compared to Foreigner.
But they have a song just as bad.
They do. Oh, there is. I think Lady in Red is about a girl,
right, too. Real
this
quick,
is
Casey.
Becoming a very real debate.
I don't think it's unreasonable,
Winger's,
though. I stand
17.
Behind this.
Winger 17,
Cold
yeah.
as Ice. Okay. Oh, I could listen.
Yeah, I mean.
It's
I mean,
on my playlist. I listen to it.
Urgent?
So
urgent.
What is that song, When You're 17?
Something just gets under my skin with
really?
Foreigner. Yeah.
I don't like that song that you just,
yeah,
Urgent.
I don't know if I've
but
heard
I'll,
that one.
But I'll die on that hill.
No.
I'll die on that hill.
Okay.
No, Winger.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what the heck I thought you said.
Yeah, there's a few songs about, like, underage girls that are creepy.
Well, there some are, but I mean, I think it all depends.
Some are okay.
That where it's, I think it's how it's presented.
Yeah.
You know,
like if
the
singer is young, also it feels
if it's like a young Donny Osmond,
yeah, like a teen kind of thing, yeah.
You know, but not like a
40 year old man like singing about it. Yeah,
30s. Come on,
30s or you know. Even 20s, but yeah,
20s. Well, you know, hey, depends on the 17, 18, not that far off.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of artists that sing about a lot of questionable things.
Right.
It's kind of like almost normalized nowadays to just, they can sing about kind of whatever.
Because it's a song.
Yeah.
Sorry, ice triggered me into Cold as Ice.
Absolutely. Ice Ice Baby gets annoying to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like that bass line that he took from Queen?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Well, that's got to be like an old corny reference. Oh, here we go.
This chord is going bad.
What
okay,
is it?
You got to get a new chord.
And
okay,
my
here's Winger. You know.
What's
popular 80s metal hair band.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Winger.
Oh,
no,
seven.
Kip Winger.
Kip Winger?
Kip Winger.
Oh, no, Jeff Winger.
Oh, that guy looks... Wow, look at their hair. This gives very... Eddie Munson from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad this is done.
Really?
Oh, yeah, this, like, big hair thing.
I love it. I like the look.
I had to wear a wig when I went out.
Really?
Winger wig?
so funny.
I definitely would not have belonged in the 80s.
Wow.
I have a mullet, so.
Boy, he's just leering into the camera at this 17-year-old.
Wait, how old are these people?
That time, they're in their mid-20s.
Oh.
Talk it over, eh?
Yeah.
Like, geez, at least round up to 18. Like, if you're going to be that.
Not as edgy, I guess.
See, it has to do with the syllables. 17, 8, you know, kind of.
Yes.
This wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work.
Can't.
It wouldn't work. It
had to be 17.
Yeah, you know, like urgent, you know, it's like two syllables.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, gosh.
Moving on from Foreigner.
I can you know, understand. I think as a musician myself, I try to respect everybody as much as I can.
Correct.
But I do agree. There's sometimes there are certain. You know what? That's our theme song for next week.
Oh, it is. Oh.
Because
oh, yes.
He's not here.
Yes.
He's not here next week.
Next week. All the Foreigner you want.
Oh, jeez. Take me with you.
Oh, no. I like two of Foreigner's songs, at least.
I like two. That's funny. That doesn't mean. I don't know if that makes you a fan.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not really a fan of any musicians because I'm very picky and I only like a couple songs from pretty much everyone. Mm. Not everyone, but. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm that way. I've never been like an album toter or like I've never been huge into music where I know all the band members and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Such a girl.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Some artists I'm like, I like, you know, more than like five of their songs and I'm like, that's like
with me, because being a musician, whatever, I'm like the complete opposite. It's like I will dive into that and go, who produced it? And then find out who produced it's Don Was. Oh, what else did Don produce? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, he produced this, and this. I'm gonna go buy those albums and I'll listen to that.
I'm like that with some film stuff. Like when I've watched films or TV shows that I really like, then I look into like the producers and the casting directors and the directors and the, you know, different cast members and what else they've been in and, oh, that person looks familiar. I'm going to look up, like, I'm constantly looking up everyone in the credits.
For sure. Yeah.
And that's how you get to know the different things and who's what, where, why, whatever.
So
when you network, you know who the heck they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, like, I pay attention to credits because then I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that position. So then I can learn from them. Because the credits are long. There's a ton of stuff that goes into
absolutely.
Into sets.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know what time it is now?
What time?
What time is it?
I think it's time for a horoscope. Alrighty. Wow, that sounded really good. I like it. Okay. Who do we got? Libra. Who's a Libra?
I am a Libra.
You a Libra.
Uh-huh.
You's a...
You lie.
Bruh.
Alright, Libra. Here we go. Here's a Libra. Exploring your local art and culture scene should be a priority for you this month. Because Leo season activates your solar 11th house. These vibes are all about having fun while supporting your neighborhood, so be sure to shop and dine at local-owned businesses whenever possible. Though you'll feel inspired to spend plenty of time with your friends, make sure you're taking time for solitude as well. Once Mercury enters Virgo on the 3rd, pushing you to explore the depths of your psyche. You psycho. You'll notice that the shift when your planetary ruler Venus enters a warm-hearted Leo on the 11th. So that's kind of about right now because we're on, the 13th today? Yeah.
Yes. Woo.
So the planetary placement gives you an opportunity to open up to new friends. Through love could be on the horizon as well.
Isn't he married?
That's good news then.
Yeah. New love, new friends, new everything. You never know. Okay.
New platonic love.
Maybe.
We don't know.
New sense of love.
Love is love.
Love comes in many forms.
Love is love.
Love
is
a
splendid
thing.
That's why I said platonic love.
And more.
But see, now you're being specific, though.
Platonic friendship love.
It could be anything, though.
Okay.
Because love is love.
You're very hippie right now.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Even with his hand gestures.
When it comes to love, the matters of the heart, August 18th. Boy, that just changed real quick.
You went across the globe.
I did. Wow. I went from like India to Pakistan all the way across like to China.
British?
Damn.
Who knows?
When it comes to matters of the heart, August 18th will be particularly suspicious for you thanks to a sweet connection between Venus and Jupiter. Ooh. This cosmic climate is great for evolving a platonic relationship into something more. Ha ha! So don't be afraid to tell your buddy, that'd be me, that you've been crushing on them. That would be somebody else. If you're already in a partnership,
there we go.
Use these joyous vibes as an opportunity to reconnect with friendship that holds bonds you and your sweetheart both hold together.
See? Like your old friends.
I think there's other Libras in the world that this might apply to. Like, I'm not the only Libra on Earth. So, like, could apply to other people.
Yes.
Yes.
But there is the, yeah.
Okay. You're just really dead set on me making friends.
Because we're talking about you right now. Oh,
okay. Like, I'm talking about all Libras listening.
You're here.
Indiana has a couple Libras, I believe.
I think they've got four.
Do they have
four. I think they got four.
The four non-white people.
The Latino Libras. Okay, the 22nd marks the start of Virgo season, putting you in quieter and more analytical mood. Your solar returns lingers on the horizon, so this luminary placement is great for meditating on your plans for a path ahead. Take the time to seriously consider what you hope to achieve in the coming year, especially during Virgo in the new moon on August 27th.
Okay.
So there you go, bud.
Thank you.
You got
there you go,
it.
Bud.
I'll be on the lookout.
Yeah.
For love.
Mm-hmm.
Leo is next.
Yes.
It's my brother Eric's 50th birthday today. He's turning 50, so happy birthday, my brother.
50 on the 50. I like that.
Leo, Eric, our dad's name is Leonard, so it all comes together.
And you're the Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And your birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, what year were you born again?
1990.
Nice.
1990.
Good year?
Yeah. So
right?
So you and I are...
The best years, in my opinion, you know?
Well...
Oh, what?
I turned 20 in 1990, so, you know, we're 20 years apart, so...
They're the only years I know.
11 years.
So, and I was saying, my 20s were good years, though. My 20s were good years.
Well, listen up, Leos, including Casey. Don't be afraid to celebrate your successes this month. Do you, Leo?
Yeah, Leo.
Like jumping out of a plane.
Like jumping.
As the sun continues its journey through your sign, this luminary placement encourages you to connect with your sense of pride, though you'll need to be mindful that you're not abandoning grace in the process. Refining your image will also feel like a priority, as another candle on your birthday cake reminds you of the importance of personal evolution. Woo. Just remember to give yourself credit for how far you've come.
Woo!
And you've come a long way, baby.
That's a
from New Jersey
cigarette.
To this podcast right here.
That's right.
There
Cross
you go.
The country.
That's half a step up.
That was like a cigarette ad, wasn't it?
What's that?
You've come a long way, baby. It was like a Virginia Slim.
Was it really?
Like slogan or something. It was somehow.
Wow, I pulled that out of my.
What? Yep. You probed that one out. All right. You'll feel the love beginning when sweet Venus moves into your sign on the 11th. Mark that down, the 11th.
11th.
Bringing.
Did you taste a sweet Venus?
It's almost a month from now.
In that past?
Yeah, the 11th.
The 11th.
Oh, so 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Kind of now.
Okay. Kind of now.
Are you tasting it? Are you tasting the sweetness?
Did you feel the love on Thursday?
No, I was working.
I love the fact that you had to think about it.
Yeah, no love Thursday.
It felt you, I guess.
No platonic love, no work love. Jesus, I mentioned more than one love.
You triggered him with Foreigner, is what happened.
Fair enough. He's at my throat the rest of the episode.
You chose poorly. All right. These sentiments will feel particularly intense as the Aquarius full moon manifests later in the evening, activating the sector of your chart that governs romantic relationships.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. This is the perfect time to listen to what your heart truly wants, letting go of any people or habits that have been holding you back from the life you deserve.
Mateo,
you
know,
I think Mateo's been holding you back, just saying.
Yeah. Or habits. She can let go of the habits that have been holding
Mateo's
her back.
Mateo's a pretty bad habit, you know, just... Yeah.
He's an expensive habit.
He's a very expensive habit.
Just fucking
save yourself money now.
Out of the way, guys.
Virgo season manifests on August 22nd, bringing your focus to financial security and the material realm. Use this cosmic climate to review your monthly spending habits with the specific intention of paying off debts and saving for the future. Mm-hmm. Just don't feel like you have to give up your favorite things in order to pad your savings account. A taste for the finer things in life will come into play, inspiring you to embrace a bit of luxury. Martini, hot tub.
Back to the Poconos.
Yep. Be mindful not to go overboard with your spending, and you should be able to get away with a few extravagances.
Ooh.
I agree. I totally agree.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Aries.
Moving on.
The look that he just gave was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my
turn. Yeah, Aries. You'll be deep in the midst of summer fun this month, dear Aries, as the Leo sun invites you to embrace leisure, fashion, and friendship. Platonic friendship. This cosmic climate is all about putting your best foot forward, linking arms with your besties as you take the world by storm.
Platonically.
Bold aesthetic choices can help set you apart from those around you, so don't hold back if you're feeling creative with your wardrobe. Things are going your way right now, and it's totally understandable if you want to let your hair down to celebrate. Just be mindful that you aren't blowing off your responsibilities. At least not too much. Anyway.
She said blow.
Though much of your energy will be directed towards personal interests and socializations, your logic and sense make a comeback once fiery Mars enters sensible Gemini on August 20th.
Well, don't get me involved.
This planetary placement is great for multitasking, helping you pick up the pace in case you need to catch up on any work or responsibilities that fell to the wayside earlier in the month. The universe will be looking to see if you're willing to back up your words with action, especially if you've petitioned the other side for guidance or aid recently. The other side, are they talking about, like, ghosts?
Spiritual universe.
Or, like, your enemies.
Sure.
Universe.
Why not?
The universe.
Okay. The universe. Universe.
I vote.
Okay, universe.
You'll notice a shift when the sun enters Virgo on the 22nd, encouraging you to take a break from late night outs in favor of prioritizing your health. This is a great time to hit the reset button on your day-to-day life, embracing earlier bedtimes, healthier meals, and plenty of exercise. Bringing structure and organization to your work and home lives will bring relief to your psyche while filling your soul with the satisfaction that comes with being a responsible adult.
Ooh, nothing about the love life, but...
Well, because it's all platonic, that's why, so...
She's really just projecting.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, love life hasn't been happening for a while now, folks. Can we?
Maybe next month. I really didn't know what else to say.
I'm like always the only single person in the room.
All right, what do you got?
Oh, yeah, there's me. Gemini!
Hello!
This month is all about developing your knowledge, connections, and self-interest, dear Gemini, as the Leo sun continues its journey through your solar third house. Investing in your mind will elevate your confidence and sense of self, making it a great time to enroll in a class at your local community college.
Or teach it.
Or teach it. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm teaching.
Yeah.
Finding new friends will also happen more organically in this cosmic climate.
Finding
common ground with others will make you more
organic.
I love all organic.
Natural.
As opposed to those
artificial?
Yeah, those artificial friends, you know?
Yeah.
Finding common ground with others will make you more relatable, which can help your popularity grow while opening the door to new possibilities and life experiences. A spiritual element will unlock major enlightenment for you during the Aquarius full moon on the 11th.
So
be sure to devote some time and energy to meditation or the religious practice of your choosing. Your intuition will continue to grow once the sun enters Virgo on August 22nd, helping you tap into the thoughts and feelings of those around you. You'll be able to sense what others need before they articulate such desires. Just remember to invest in your own interests, especially after Mercury enters Libra
on the 25th.
That's me.
Yep.
Lie, bruh.
Bruh.
Cool. All right.
Here, Casey, here's yours if you want to
hang
on. Yeah, she likes hearing. Yeah. Did it really happen or not?
I know. I don't think last month did.
John, do you want yours?
All right. Well, we're going to bring the show down a little bit, but we're going to go in and out real quick with this because we lost a lot of people this past week.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Why don't you go first? You got the first two, I think.
Sure. So there's Peter Nichols, the British playwright, whose play A Day in the Death of Joe Egg provided Albert Finley with his 1968 Broadway debut and did the same in 2003 for Eddie Izzard. Died September 7th in Oxford, England. He was 92. His death was announced on Twitter by agent Alan Brody Representation. A cause of death was not given. In addition to Joe Egg, his most familiar play, Nichols' credits includes the 1972 film version starring Alan Bates and 1966's Swinging London Touchstone, Georgie Girl, starring Lynn Redgrave, Bates, Charlotte Rampling, and James Mason. Judith Durham, an Australian folk music icon whose voice graced several international hits with her group The Seekers, died August 5th of lung disease complications at Alfred Hospital in Melbourne, Australia. She was 79. The Seekers added Durham in 1963, and the chemistry of the group's voices saw the four become the first Australian band to achieve major chart and sales successes in the UK and the United States.
Yeah.
They sold more than 50 million records off such hits as The Carnival Is Over, I'll Never Find Another You, A World of Our Own, and Georgie Girl.
Which is what we're listening to right now.
Her death. Music, music, pit stop.
She was a looker too. She was.
It's a beautiful voice, yeah.
A little bit.
Her death was announced by Universal Music Australia and the Music Coast record label.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, she's got an amazing voice.
This has that like Austin Powers swinging '60s kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, baby. Like, you know,
really cool.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I've always loved. I mean, that's their major hit around the world. That's what she's really known for.
Yeah.
Is that song? I mean, I remember you coming on the radio, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. It's like Downtown.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah. I know that song.
So it's very cool. Oh, it's too bad that she's passed, man. Yeah. Who do you got, brother?
Boy, speaking of classic music here, this is one of the guys behind a lot of hits we all know. Lamont Dozier, one third of the legendary Holland Dozier Holland songwriting production trio.
Oh, no.
Wrote many of Motown Records' biggest hits for the Supremes, the Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Martha and the Vandellas, many more.
Yeah.
Passed at the age of 81, confirmed by his son, Lamont Dozier Jr., no cause of death announced. Listen to some of these hits that he helped write. Where Did Our Love Go? Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Stop in the Name of Love.
Yep.
See a theme here.
Mm-hmm.
How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Baby Love. Reach Out, I'll Be There. And You Keep Me Hanging On. Many others. Racked up 10 of the Supremes. 12 number one singles in the U.S.
Damn.
And inducted into the Songwriter Hall of Fame in 1988 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. And it's hard to think of the sounds of the 60s without the songs that he helped make.
Wow.
Right? That's
a lot of accolades, man.
Yeah. Great.
And here's the Four Tops right now that we're listening to here.
Yeah.
So good,
right? So
so many movies too of like that were set in the 60s would, you know, use those songs and like just iconic.
And to me, this is when R&B was R&B.
Oh yeah,
you know, the 60s, all through the 60s, and then like the early 70s up to about like 78,
right?
And then it started to change a little bit, you know. But oh god,
yeah,
so good.
Classic. Another person in the past that we all heard about in the news, Anne Heche, known for her roles in a string of high-profile late 90s movies. Very, very 90s was probably her peak. I remember working. I was working in a movie theater when 6 Days, Seven Nights came out with her and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
A TV work in shows like Men in Trees, the soap opera Another World, I think is where she made her mark. She did like almost 100 episodes of that.
Wow.
And, of course, people know from the tabloids or media that she was in a relationship with Ellen DeGeneres for a spell, and her publicist had announced her death 1 week after a horrific car crash. Police say Heche was under the influence of narcotics, reportedly including cocaine, when she lost control of her Mini Cooper on August 5th, smashed through a home in the Mar Vista neighborhood of Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh, into a home?
Yeah, I think. And it took 59 firefighters 65 minutes to extract her from the wreck. She fell into a coma and never regained consciousness after being hospitalized in what her publicist described to Yahoo as extreme critical condition.
Damn.
Very sad.
Yeah, in California, when you're kind of brain dead or whatever, they're trying to figure out where.
Yes.
You know, there's a certain time limit on that, and they have to pull you off the respirator.
Yeah, they worked with the One Legacy Foundation to do the organ transplants.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of controversy too with her accident, because I know like Alec Baldwin and a couple of other actors were kind of saying, you know, they're, you know, we hope, you know, things are okay or whatever. And a lot of people were ridiculing them because they're saying, well, what about the people of the house that she crashed into, you know, and everything else. So, but now to go from something of this nature and go have her go into a coma.
Yeah.
And then now declare her brain dead. It's like, wow, what a big turn of events.
Yeah.
So what did happen with the family, though, that, of the home that she crashed into?
I've not heard or read if other people were injured.
No, nobody else was injured or whatever, but it did cause a fire and quite a bit of damage to the house or whatever, but everybody else was okay. But
well,
I know
that's okay. Material things.
I know she leaves
two
kids behind.
Yeah. Wow. And she probably had pretty decent insurance for them.
We hope.
To file.
Hope so.
We hope so. Sometimes you don't know with actors. I mean, so many have also died, broken basically, you know, no money in the account and what have you. So
it
depends. I mean, look at Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, Jimmy Crickets. I mean, he died penniless almost.
Wow.
That's true. But I mean, she should have car insurance.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure she had Geico.
She was driving.
Geico or something. Yeah. Or maybe she got the General. You know, she saw one of the, you know, Shaq on TV there and what have you. So.
Bummer, my condolences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Anne Heche. Okay. Well, of course, the biggest one of all, we lost a great singer and a pretty good actress herself, Olivia Newton-John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also my condolences to my buddy, Andy Timmons, who is the guitar player for a New York band called Danger Danger. Came out in the late 80s also, part of that hair metal band kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy was also Olivia's music director.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, and lately Andy's been posting on his Facebook page a lot of things of him and Olivia, different places and so forth, and him on stage. I know we posted a thing on Olivia where she's singing You're the One That I Want with John Travolta.
Mm.
And in the back, whatever, you see the guitar player, and that's Andy there. So.
Oh, cool.
But, so bad. It's so sad to see her go. A singer, actress, philanthropist. She passed away, of course, this past Monday at the age of 73.
Mm.
So young. Of course, she had a huge, long struggle with breast cancer. She is survived by her husband, John Easterling, who announced the sad news via her Facebook page, and her daughter, Chloe, also. Olivia, she passed away peacefully at her ranch here in Southern California, actually up in Santa Barbara, surrounded by her family and friends. Of course, they do ask, please respect the family's privacy during this difficult time. Olivia has been a symbol, of course, of triumphs and hope for over 30 years. sharing her journey with breast cancer. Her healing inspiration and pioneering experience with plant medicine continues with Olivia and her foundation. So dedicated to the research of the plant medicine and cancer. In lieu of the flowers and everything, the family is asking any donations to be made in her memory to the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund.
Wow.
Of course, she's beloved all over the world by fans as in her portrayal of Sandy in the 1978 musical Grease, the film version, of course. She initially rose to stardom as a singer, winning two Grammys in her 1974 country single, I Honestly Love You, which is a beautiful song. I love that. Scoring the top single of 1982 with her pop hit, Physical. Let's get physical. Her next film, though, a 1980s roller skating fantasy musical, Xanadu, is considered a legendary flop. Although, again, the singer walked away with several hit songs from the soundtrack, including this one, which is Magic, a number one single. Yeah, listen to this. This is so good. Bring all your dreams alive. She took one more stab at a film stardom with Two of a Kind, which is a really cute film. This came out in 1983. It's a romantic comedy that reunited her with John Travolta. Yeah, it was really cute. It didn't do that well, but it was still a very cute movie, though. Speaking of John Travolta, he did pay tribute to his late co-star, Olivia. In a brief Instagram statement, the 68-year-old actor paid tribute to his late co-star, writing, "My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road and we'll all be together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever. You're Danny. You're John."
Nice. Aww.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Say when you're only getting old when you're, you know, thing getting hard is your hearing. That's when you know you're kind of getting old.
Yeah.
Huh? Those little things, and you're only paying attention to certain things. It's like, you know, guys, instead of looking at the girl in the magazine, you're going, check out that car. Oh, my God, that car. That kind of happened to me yesterday.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, so I'm doing, you know, a little bit of research or whatever on Olivia, and there's this thing with her daughter who is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the figure, the bust line, everything. She's just gorgeous looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I got excited about something else. It was hysterical. So we're gonna pull that up because I wanted to show it to you guys. It was on Instagram that her daughter and her... I already had it pulled up, I think.
On the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the interweb?
This is an old person's moment, too.
I was going to say, what was it?
Where is it?
Let's see.
No, you should let me know when you have things on the computer that I need for the...
I told you I pulled it up.
Now.
Yeah, no. No, you never told me we had anything for this part.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she really has looked young her entire life.
Yeah, she looked really good, okay, huh?
I'm looking Instagram. Up her daughter.
So we go to Instagram then? Because I could have sworn I pulled it up.
Well, I had
it ready.
They are huddled around the computer.
Yes, we are. We're close. Give us the play-by-play, would you, Forrest?
What am I looking for on Instagram, though?
Okay, it's her daughter. Let's see. Her daughter's name is Chloe. What is it? Ah, threw my paper away. Damn it.
Do you want to see pictures?
Sure. Oh, that's my Libra.
My Libra.
Damn it.
Who was this? This is...
I'm sorry, Casey.
She barely looks
Come on, here it is. All right, here we go. Chloe Lazerton.
Oh, you had it on the main computer.
No. Because I also had it on the other one, too.
It was...
But it was
all
here.
All lost.
Yeah. Okay, so type in there, Chloe Lazerton.
Can we just play here?
No, because that won't, it won't come through.
Oh, you need it to actually play on there.
Yeah.
I hear you. Chloe Lada.
Let's see. Love Dead Air, by the way. There it is. Calling you.
Hey, Nia. I once had a job crushing cans.
Uh-huh.
It was so depressing.
It should be this one here. Okay.
And then I can understand why.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and pull the volume up for that one.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd prefer Dead Air to bad jokes, huh?
Yeah. Has this world forgotten? So that's her there. That's her daughter.
Yeah, she has a beautiful voice. Are we blinded by
the hate we So I'm looking at it, it's going, that's kind of cool, mother, daughter. Look at the daughter, of course, very, very voluptuous, very attractive figure and everything. And then I'm kind of going, okay, looking back at Olivia, she's looking at her daughter very proudly and everything. You know, and I'm still going, wow, what a good-looking gal. And then there's a certain shot in here. It's time for us to start looking for window. I'm singing harmonies. Shot of the piano. We hear a little. That got me excited. The shot of the mixer.
Why? What caught your eye about the mixer?
Those are Toft mixers.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
That's the company I worked for.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
So they were using your old products.
They were using a Toft mixer. And I got, oh my God, that's so cool.
You geeked out on the board.
Funny.
Yeah. And I'm like, forget the girls. I want to see the Toft board more. And there it is in the background with the engineers.
Wow. A real star.
And, yeah. So, you know, I'm like, forget about that. Go back to the board.
The gear.
I don't want to see and there it is.
Beautiful.
And I'm like, I don't want to see the cleavage. I want to see the board. I want to see the board. That's when you know you're getting old.
Senior moment.
Very senior moment, man.
Show the board.
Very senior moment, you know. And I'm like, wow, they got the meter bridge for it, too, and everything. So there you go.
I'll bring that down real quick.
Yeah. So, I was laughing
There's
at myself or whatever. You know,
There's
really,
a guitar
really
shot.
Laughing at myself or whatever because that's a Toft board.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And the thing is, they don't make them anymore.
Oh, no?
No. Those are now obsolete.
Ooh.
And this was recent, too. So that means that board is in pretty good condition. They're keeping that thing in pretty good condition overall.
Home studio.
So, yeah. So I guess they're running that into Pro Tools or whatever. You know?
Okay.
Because that's only an analog board.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. That got exciting. Cause
equipment nerd.
Thank you very much. Yes, I am. I'm very proud of it. Very proud of it.
That's good. Someone has to be.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm a nerd. I'm an idiot. So, anyways, all right. Let's see. What do we want to do next, guys? Let's see here. What do we got time for? A couple.
We're at 11:12.
All right. Let's quickly. You know what? Let's do the cool life. No, you know what? Let's do the full moon superstitions. Let's do those.
All righty.
Well, I can start us off.
Yeah, go for it, brother.
You know, there are full moon superstitions. One is that it transforms men into werewolves.
I wonder why we had the theme we had today.
Go to Chinese restaurants to have beef chow mein, right? According to modern beliefs, nights of full moons will involuntarily transform a man into a werewolf, a terrifying creature that's half man and half animal. It's also said that people born on these evenings will be more susceptible to becoming misanthropes. Misanthrope's a person that, like, hates other humans, I think.
Is that what it is?
I believe that's what it means.
Is like, that what I am?
Well, if your photo's right below this part here of misanthropes.
Oh!
I feel like I finally found my people.
Well, find out if you were born on a full moon. See if
you hate certain types of humans though.
Yeah, I hate.
Like people who leave you behind
like
in a car.
No, yeah.
That's an inside joke, folks. Here's another one here too. It drives people crazy.
Mm.
Okay, basically they say people having a long associated with this cycle of the worst crimes. The number of accidents, crimes, and suicide double during these evenings. Today, people continue to believe that this star plays in our emotions and our moods. Legend states that our feelings will be increased 10 times over. Insomnia will hit us harder, and the natural aggressiveness within people and animals will intensify. Mm. Superstitious. Just a superstition.
Some people believe that one of these ones.
Yeah.
Hanging your laundry out on these evenings will make it shine.
Well, that's true. It does.
According to an ancient belief, if you hung your laundry out to dry on these evenings, the clothing would obtain a spotless white color. According to beliefs, the moonlight would have a bleaching effect on clothing.
Good. That's how you get the whites white. There you go. Don't try bleach. Put it out in the moonlight.
Wow.
Why isn't there an advertisement for this? Like,
Moonlight.
Moon power.
You can't monetize it. They're, I guess a company can't capitalize off of it. So
I know.
They,
why haven't someone?
It was called Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon. Is that what that show was about? Well, if you cut your hair on these evenings, some people believe it grows back quicker.
Liar.
Playing an essential role in.
That's what they're lying about. Yeah.
Well, they say it plays an essential role in vegetable growth, so it does the same with our hair.
Wait, what? Vegetable growth?
Yeah, they kind of slipped in an extra bonus superstition.
Wow, okay.
But the force of its pull boosts our blood flow. Our nails and hair also grow a lot quicker if they're trimmed late during a full moon.
Huh.
So they say.
Interesting. I kind of wonder about that.
Oh, I get this one. The full moon makes us more fertile. This belief is based on the fact that the lunar cycle is within 1 day of the average menstrual cycle. However, there is no connection to be made between the two. However, as for our sex lives, the full moon increases our libidos.
And drives something she clearly doesn't have.
Oh, wow. I don't know how.
Ouch.
I have trouble pronunciation.
You check your libido.
Trouble pronouncing?
Yes.
Pronouncing things.
Pronouncing.
Yes. And drives us crazy between the sheets. So there you go.
Oh, nice.
I can kind of agree with that to a degree. There was a gal that I had dated. Serious relationship. And, yeah, I mean, every full moon, we would, I mean, it was 3 times intense.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah.
Well, it was really when's good. That next full moon?
Now.
Now?
But, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe the next time I ever do it with a man, maybe that's when it will get good.
Maybe. You never know.
I just suggest on all men. As a
wow.
She's taking auditions. On to our social media.
From producer to reproducer.
Ever getting with a man is very slim.
The retrograde of this feminist is outstanding.
No, it's just that I'm like on the brink of lesbian.
On the brink.
The brink.
He's on the brink.
The brink.
Wait.
There's still a chance.
I'm just giving up on men. Maybe. It's in the cards.
Maybe tacos versus sausage. Not too sure. I don't know yet.
Why not both, you know?
That's what I say.
Hell yeah.
That's what I say. Love. More the merrier.
Love.
It's all love.
Theme for the show.
Oh, wait. But for her, it's platonic.
Maybe that's why I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah, it's all platonic.
It's all platonic.
Gotta get past the platonic. Gotta get past that. All right, so there you go, guys. Some things about the superstitions of the moon. You know, he played every instrument on this except the horns.
Really?
Including the drums.
Ah.
Yeah.
Talented guy. He started young.
Yeah, he started off as little Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Young. Little.
Yeah. I saw him at the NAMM show one time.
At the what show?
The NAMM show. It's a big music convention.
Oh, okay. Not Vietnam.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was really nice. Yeah. No, not that one. No. Not that NAMM show.
I saw him in NAMM.
NAMM show is a big music convention or whatever.
Gotcha.
I waved to him, but he didn't see me.
Wow.
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 Yes, I went there.
Wow.
He went there, Indiana.
He has never seen you when you're in his life.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah,
have you seen his house?
I recognize you.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't. Don't. Don't.
And I love it. She's going, What? I don't get it. What? Okay.
It's
all right.
A setup to a joke. You can figure out the punchline.
Yeah.
All righty, guys. You know what we need to do, partner?
What do we need to do?
We need to give these people in Indiana and here in Southern California some class.
Some culture?
Some culture. Oh. Something we like to call... Pocket-sized cinema.
Just don't throw up in your pocket.
Yeah, I'd agree. Casey's face.
No.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled Full Moon Fever. Full Moon Fever. Full Moon Fever. On his 74th birthday.
What's it called?
Full Moon Fever.
Thanks for that.
On his 74th birthday, an old man received a gift certificate from his wife. The certificate paid for a visit to a miracle man living on a nearby reservation who was rumored to have a wonderful cure for erectile dysfunction.
Mm. It's a gift for the wife, too.
Mm-hmm. Keeps on giving. After being persuaded to go, he drove to the reservation, handed his ticket to the miracle man, and wondered what he was in for. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy Full Moon Fever. Here you go. Now, keep in mind that this is a powerful medicine. You take only a teaspoon, no more. Then say, 1, 2, 3. When you do, you'll become more manly than you have ever been in your life. And you can perform as long as you want.
Oh, that is so wonderful to hear.
Yeah, that's a good old man.
Thank you. It'll be like having sex in my 40s again.
It'd be better than that.
My 30s?
Better.
My 20s?
That's right. But remember, this is powerful medicine.
Oh, how do I stop the medicine from working?
Your partner must say 1, 2, 3, 4. But when she does, the medicine will not work again until the next full moon. The man was very eager to see if it worked, so he went home, showered, shaved, took a spoonful of the medicine, and then invited his wife to join him in the bedroom. When she came in, he quickly took off his clothes and said,
1, 2, 3.
Immediately, he was the manliest of men. His wife was excited. She began throwing off her clothes. She pushes her husband on the bed, and as she's about to mount him, she says,
Why did you say 1, 2, 3, 4?
If only there was a full moon.
Oh, that was good. That was a good old woman voice.
Thank you.
I like that. That was pretty good.
You saved it for the show. No rehearsals.
No rehearsals. One take.
Yeah.
Yep.
That one take wonder.
I'm impressed. That was pretty good. All right. Talent's finally coming out in the show.
Wow.
Continues to come out.
That's yeah. it. There we go.
Jesus. You know, I think today's my last show, actually. I forgot to tell you. No.
You know I'm serious. Okay. I'm teasing.
I know. It's all fun.
It is all fun. Speaking of fun, damn it, should we play the game?
Let's do this.
All right.
And now, the game show that single-handedly got the $90 million Batgirl movie canceled. Oh. Quiz me.
Quiz you.
That's one moment where Casey shows enthusiasm and positivity for
That's
life.
Where she shines.
She takes a lot of joy in her announcing.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. She does. All right. Well, we got intern Christopher out there. How are you, sir?
Hello. I'm doing good.
Wonderful. All right. Let's kick this game off the road.
Yes, we will. Question number one. In the TV show SpongeBob SquarePants, what instrument does Squidward play?
Casey.
Casey?
Clarinet.
That is correct.
I was not allowed to watch that as a kid.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Of the shows. Interesting.
Yeah. Why? I wasn't allowed to watch it. I saw snippets at friends' houses, but...
How come you weren't allowed to watch it?
I guess... I don't know, really.
Wow.
I was watching it later on in
probably
my life.
Probably because there's a zero educational value in it.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I was watching it on later on in my life, and I was like, you know what? I don't think I missed much. So.
No.
Phineas
and Ferb is much better.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely grew up on that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. What year was the first vinyl record made available?
Ooh, vinyl record. Wow.
Forrest.
1930. No.
Those were still 78s,
no.
And they were a little
later.
Bit...
Later.
Later.
Vinyl. But see, vinyl versus acetate also.
Casey.
Casey.
1955.
No, earlier.
Nia. 1942.
No.
Sean. She said 40. I'm going to say 1945.
No, it's still earlier. I think Nia and Forrest are the exact same in distance,
Nia.
I believe. Nia?
1940.
No.
Forrest.
Forrest?
1936.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yay!
Go you.
All right.
All right, question number three. What four awards must someone have in order to be an EGOT?
Forrest. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
That is correct.
Show off.
I've got none of them.
All right.
I don't think any of us do.
Yeah. Question number four.
So you're betting 1,000 then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Wow. Don't want to ruin it.
All right.
How many people have all four?
There's a handful.
Hey, now.
There's a decent amount.
Yeah.
Intern asked the questions.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Thanks for having my back. All right.
Wow.
So for question number four, I-4, the deadliest highway in America, is located in which state?
I-4? Did you just blow me a kiss?
Yeah. I-4. Let me think.
I-4, the deadliest highway in America, is
New
located
Mexico.
In which state?
Forrest. Alaska.
No.
Nia.
Nia.
New Mexico.
No.
Sean. Florida?
That's correct.
Everything happens in Florida.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that wasn't the first guess when you hear deadliest.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But also,
alligators.
Have you
yeah.
driven in New Mexico? Because it is... It's interesting.
Okay, question number five.
They drive on the other side.
Thank you for the fun fact of the day.
Damn.
What game's title literally means to group frantically?
What game's title?
Okay, so it's...
And
like,
just to be clear, this is a board game.
Say the question again.
What game's title literally means to group frantically?
It's not Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I thought that exact same one, though.
Because that's grouping.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that game.
It has a lot of letters.
Wow, thanks.
Forrest? Scrabble.
That is correct.
Wow. I was thinking that, too.
That's what that means? That's...
Yeah.
It's not at all what you're doing.
Well, too bad.
Sort of.
Question number six.
Damn. He said, moving on.
Like rabble
like
with
spelling.
A scrap on the top.
Wow, interesting.
Grouping
like
together
friends.
Letters.
Here I was thinking jacks.
Like you rabble a people.
Okay, that question's in the past, people.
All right.
Moving on. Okay? But
nope.
Focus on the present. In
no
2006,
talking.
What social media
focus
site was launched?
Focus on the present in 2006.
That's so...
I'm sorry, repeat.
All right.
In 2006, what social media site was launched?
Oh,
Nia.
Nia?
Facebook.
No!
Yeah. I want to go again.
Sean, yeah?
Twitter?
That is correct.
Damn.
Twitter.
I was going to guess on Instagram.
Tweet.
All right, question number seven.
Old man got
that. Old man moves.
What
old
do
man
the
dance.
Excuse me.
I know. We're talking.
Funny, running a tight ship today.
We are talking over him like every second.
All right. What do the Beatles say you can't buy them?
Sean. Love.
That is correct.
Love is love.
Can't buy me love.
Because it's
platonic.
All
right. Question number eight. Avocados are known as butterfruit in parts of what country?
Butterfruit. Sean.
Sean.
Mexico.
No. Damn.
Nia.
Nia.
Argentina.
No.
Forrest.
Forrest.
Holland.
No.
John.
John, but KC, do you have something first?
Yeah. And even one could be right.
If you don't have anything.
Can we get a continent?
France.
No. John, no.
Not Brazil.
Not Brazil.
Give
Brazil.
Us a continent.
Okay.
He's got to Google it.
Well, actually, I have a good hint for you. Tech support.
Wow. No,
that gives us nothing.
Casey. Forest.
Forest.
India.
India.
India. India is correct.
Okay, well.
He thought I was deck support.
That's messed up.
All right, question number nine.
You showed them the gun.
I showed them the gun.
They laugh.
You're laughing. All right. How many seasons does the longest running TV show have?
Oh.
Sean.
Sean.
24.
No.
Damn.
More or less.
Oh.
Yeah, somewhere more or less.
Okay, yeah, I'm asking him.
It's The Simpsons, isn't it?
That is correct. It is The Simpsons. I'll give a quick bonus point for that since
you
named the TV show.
Bonus
but
point.
But how many seasons?
He started around
half a ding for the bonus
yeah.
point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna say 34.
I'll give it to you since they're on their 34th one right now, but the total's 33.
I remember
you
when they came out.
It's a total.
Ding.
Yeah, they fully
a
done 33.
Ding.
Yeah, they've done 30.
Out
done
of context,
a fully
that
full amount
so
of 33,
funny.
But they're in their 34th right
nice.
Now.
Nice,
nice, very cool, very wow. cool.
See you out on the streets, full ding. Just out of context, it just sounds so funny.
Thank you, intern Christopher.
Welcome.
For dealing
appreciate
with
that.
Us.
Every week. Alrighty, guys. Well, show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at yourweeklydose1. And, of course, if you want to send us any emails, send it to yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Please look up Free Lunch the Movie on Instagram, Facebook, and supportourstory.com/freelunch as we are finishing up my first feature film. Thank you.
Nia, Caitlin Ketstever, and Ketstever Studios on Instagram. And on TikTok, it's the Passion Project series.
And I am still out of Facebook jail on a nice little stint. You can find
yes.
me at Casey N. Summers.
Love it, love it. And you can find me, Sean, on any of the social media simply by going to Sean R. Unplugged. And tonight, if you guys are in Southern California, I will be playing at Bruheim's tonight from 7 to 10. So come on by. And if you're in Indiana, come on by anyway. Not a problem. Yeah, road trip.
Yeah.
And don't forget, guys, you can also listen to us on Delmarva Talk Radio, 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings. And, of course, our favorite place, Lime City Radio, noon Wednesday through Friday. And, of course, here's at 1 p.m. your time every Saturday. And, guys, if you join the show, don't forget to tell your friends about us because, you know, we can't grow this show without you. So help us spread the word about it and tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell your neighbors, tell everybody because, darn it, we dare you to do it.
Bye, guys.
All right, till then, catch something? I don't know. Catch anything, guys.
Catch me outside.
I don't know what the hell I was going to say, but be good to each other, guys. We'll see you next week.
Lately, he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.